has missed 10 straight threes over the last couple of games, so good for him to see that drop through. Guys are right to the rim. Great assist, Jordan Bohannon.
Nice two-man basketball right there. A little confusion on the Buckeyes' part. Goes for the offensive rebound.
There's a beautiful feed from Bohannon. Guys slip right to the rim.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
You'd better grip the road firmly with new tires from M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Big savings on tires you'll never get tired of. All makes and brands of tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. That's 295-3971. Enjoy true comfort at your home or business. Place your confidence in Tom Timmerman and Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Fully licensed and insured. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing, too. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here at Fort Loramie for what should be a great game. The Fort Loramie Redskins try to avenge an early season loss to Anna at the Rockets Gym by taking on the visiting club here tonight. Fort Loramie versus Anna, a lot on the line. Fort Loramie tries to keep pace with Rushi atop the Shelby County League standings. Each team with a loss. Anna, having lost twice to Rushi, is a game back of those two in the loss column. So much at stake here tonight. Fort Loramie, we understand, will be shorthanded. Tyler Siegel will not play. He's not dressed, not even here. He has the flu bug. He is out. Evan Burning may play, may not. He's dressed. He's got the flu as well. Wyatt Bensman, having sprained an ankle and a foot against Lehman Catholic, is, according to head coach Nate Barhorst, about 60 to 75%. Other than that, Chuck, everybody's pretty healthy.
Yeah, that's all there is. That's the only one's missing is three of the best players in the league. Really, it's disappointing. I mean, you love watching Tyler Siegel play, and you're looking forward to this matchup tonight. And, you know, it loses a little something with him not here and Burning being half go. But at the same time, they're still playing for the same thing. So the kids that are out there are going to have to step up.
And by the way, Austin Foate still not available for the Anna Rockets either. So each team missing key components. Could be a very interesting game. We had an overtime tilt the last time the clubs played. Fort Loramie outplayed Anna for three quarters of that game. The Rockets came on with a flurry like they have many times this year in the fourth quarter. Got it tied up. Won it in OT. Big difference in that contest, and Anna was behind the arc, the three-point line. Fort Loramie made just three three-pointers the whole game. Anna threw in six. In fact, in the fourth quarter and overtime, get this, Chuck, Tyler Siegel, Evan Burning, Dylan Braun did not make a field goal at Anna in the Redskins' OT loss to the Rockets.
Well, and that'll get you a loss when those three. Those are the big three for sure, and they need them scoring, and tonight, obviously, they're only going to have one of the three at full strength. So it's going to fall on Dylan Braun, but at the same time, you're going to need Nathan Ratterman. He's going to have to step up. He's probably going to start, I would assume. And you need other people to step in. Nick Brandewey is going to have to score tonight. You're just going to have to. Eli Rosengarten, he may be the starter. It's hard to tell what lineup they're going to go with, but.
Yep.
You know, this is what happens. You got injuries, you got sickness, somebody else steps up, and you go win the national championship with your third-string quarterback.
You're right. a la Alabama. The Fort Loramie starting five is in a state of flux. Anna Rockets will not go with Drew Brodman in the opening five. Head coach Nate Barhorst will go small with Riley Yuleskamp. Wyatt Bensman does get the nod. Griffin Dosek opens along with Bart Bixler and Joel Cathcart. That's the beginning five for the Anna Rockets. It's wait and see for the Fort Loramie Redskins. You can bet Dylan Braun and Austin Siegel and Nick Brandewijk will be three of the five. And the other two young men for Fort Loramie are on hold at the moment. Fort Loramie victorious last night over Jackson Center by a score of 64-48. Meanwhile, the Anna Rockets dumped the Bodkins Trojans by a final score of 65-45. Dosik and Bixler led the way for Anna last evening. That's a good sign. Wyatt Benjamin played just a half. Dosik and Bixler, key components, contributed heavily for Anna last evening. Bart usually comes off the bench. Anna seems to have had Fort Loramie's number the last several seasons. Rockets have played very good at home and pretty good on the road here at Fort Loramie against the Redskins. Fort Loramie is trying to hang on to the Shelby County league lead with Rushi. Raiders are playing Dayton Jefferson tonight at home after beating Fairlawn last night by a final score of 61-49. Fort Loramie number two in the state coming into play this weekend, having lost just the one game to Anna all year long. I guess it's very conceivable, Chuck, come next Saturday morning or as early as next Friday night, we could have, believe it or not, a three-way tie at the finish of the boys' race in the Shelby County League. The only way that would happen would be if Anna beat Fort Loramie twice, including tonight. Fort Loramie then knocked off Rushi next week to make it two wins over the Raiders this year. And we already know that Rushi's beaten Anna twice. Would that ever be an oxymoron if the league closed out that way, 10-2, 10-2, 10-2?
Well, I mean, it might be appropriate. I think all three teams are just real equal. And obviously there's matchup differences. Rushi matched up better with Anna. And Loramie, that was a tough loss for them at Anna. Yeah. They had it. But you can also look at the fact that Anna had Rushi twice and let him off the hook and let Rushi get him at the buzzer. So
yeah, sure did.
It's been a good league. It's been fun. These three are by far the class of the Shelby County League this year.
I say that the return matches between two teams oftentimes come down to the matchups, as you say, energy levels for sure, and that's something nobody can really quantify. The head coaches don't even know what they're going to get in terms of energy, enthusiasm from their players that evening.
Well, I mean, if you take a look at this, it's an odd evening because it's a Saturday night league game. You don't play Saturday night league games.
Right.
And so you didn't, I guarantee they talked about each other this week. They didn't go into their games Friday night, prepare for the team they're playing tonight. But, it's a league game, so they know each other well enough that they know what they're going to see. Now it comes down to execution.
And perhaps three-point shots, as I mentioned a few minutes ago. Benjamin made two in the first meeting between the two clubs. Dosik made one. And the X factor in that game first time around was Flatfoot for the Anna Rockets. He had a splendid game. Mason drilled three threes. He was right at his 9 points per game average. That was critical as Flatfoot made major shots as Anna beat Fort Loramie in that first meeting. Redskins were limited to just three three-pointers. Dylan Braun had one the entire game. Nick Brandewijk had two. If Anna can repeat that kind of defensive performance on Fort Loramie's guards, Anna's got a very good shot to win, especially with no Tyler Siegel here.
Well, without Tyler and with Burning being not 100%, so you know, last night I didn't think he looked great.
No,
I mean physically, and he didn't get to the rim like he normally does, and that was a lot of Jackson Center's defense too.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scorersbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank with 29 locations in the region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News. Starting lineups and the tip in a moment on scorersbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
A lot of gratitude here tonight to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. In addition, we salute the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, along with the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. We also say hello to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, and Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Opening five for the Rockets, Riley Yulskamp, who scored 7 points in that first meeting against Fort Loramie. He's at guard, 5'10", a sophomore. Wyatt Benzman, who pumped home his average in that first meeting, 17, 6'2", a senior. Griffin Dosek, averaging just over 10, 6'4", a junior. As I mentioned, he potted 9 points against Fort Loramie, first go-round, as did Mason Flatfoot. He does not begin in the open five. Mason, a 6-foot senior. Joel Cathcart starts just under 10 a game, 6'3", a senior. And Bart Bixler gets the nod, just under 8 points a game. He scored 5 against Fort Loramie in the first outing. Bixler, a 5'11 sophomore. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, Cody Barhorst is in the opening five. 5'11", a senior at guard, with Dylan Braun, 6'1", a senior. Nick Brandewey on the perimeter. Nick for Fort Loramie is a 6'2" sophomore. Austin Siegel begins up front. Actually, Austin moves to the post spot. He'll take over for Tyler. Austin, 6'2", senior. That's a drop off of 5 inches. The only true rim protector in this game would have been Tyler Siegel. He is not here. And the fifth starter for Fort Loramie is Evan Burning. He does check into the starting lineup for head coach Corey Britton's team. Burning is averaging 9 points a game, 5 assists per game. In fact, he is jumping center for Fort Loramie here at the start. Evan, a 6'1 senior. He's got good hops. He goes against Dosek. And Dosek wins it and smacks it in backcourt to Riley Yulskamp. We're underway. Anna in the road, green, white numbers. Fort Loramie, white from top to bottom. Red numerals outlined in black. Each team wearing the black tennis. Bixler, top of the circle, gives it up outside the arc of the left of Yulskamp. They look for the cutter. Cathcart can't find him. Burning guards Benzman. Benzman below the foul line, loops it back to Cathcart on the arc. Cross court to Benzman. Deep left corner, Bixler. They want to post up Dosek against Austin Siegel. Can't do it. Ball delivered baseline left. Dosek, short corner, cut off. Outside to Benzman, who chucks a three. It hits the back rim, no good. Rebound volleyballed around. Yanked away by Austin Siegel, who hands off to Brandewey for Fort Loramie.
Well, they got good ball movement. They got Benzman on open shot three that he just didn't connect.
Burning, head of the key for Fort Loramie. Deep right corner, Dylan Braun. 1 minute gone. Loramie's first possession. Straight away, Cody Barhorst. Left flank, it goes to Burning. Burning on the bounce, looks for a cutter, can't find him. Now to Austin Siegel between the circles. Hand off to Brandewey. Foul strike, now Barhorst. He delivers to Dylan Braun, who goes baseline left. Herky jerky moving the lane, shot it, air ball. Loose ball, rebound, Dosik, outlet to Benzman. Look at him go in and out on the driving layup. Hulskamp follows, missed it, but a foul on Fort Loramie. No score, we played a minute and a half. Two shots for Riley Hulskamp. Redskins got 11 from Burning, 15 from Braun, 8 from Brandewey. First time around against Anna. Tyler Siegel had just 10 in that game. 3 points below his per game average. And as I mentioned, believe it or not, Tyler Siegel, Evan Burning, Dylan Braun did not get a field goal in the fourth quarter and the overtime in the first meeting with Anna. In fact, Fort Loramie went a long stretch of about 11 minutes at the end of that game without a bucket. Riley Hulskamp sinks one free throw, misses one, and Fort Loramie enters into the forecourt on a weave out front, Burning to Brandewey to Cody Barhorst. Straight away, Austin Siegel. Dylan Braun behind the screen, goes foul line, right down the pipe to the rack, banks it too hard, no good, but he's whacked on the wrist. And two free throws are coming for Dylan Braun.
That's good recognition. He saw his defender fall. He knew he had an open shot to the basket. Good job by Anna to come over and close him off, but they had to foul him.
Dylan Braun eyes the hoop, pumps it up, missed it hard off the heel. Second free throw here for Dylan Braun of Fort Loramie. 54-50, Anna and OT in the first meeting. Last year, Fort Loramie won twice. Year before, they split. Fort Loramie's won 5 of the last 9. There have been 2 overtime games, and 6 of the last 9 have been decided by 7 points or less. 1-1 after Benzman missed one, made one, and a forecourt to her right. Bounce pass, Hulskamp intended for Dosik. Down on the post, it's wide of the mark, goes out of bounds. Anna with token pressure in backcourt. Bixler against Burning. We played 2 minutes and not a field goal yet.
Evan Burning's game is based on him being really mobile, and that could be tough for him tonight.
Burning goes behind the back, 25 feet away. Now baseline, goes up against Benzman, high off the glass, and the shot was defended real well, missed it badly. Anna's got the board. Cathcart, baseline right, behind him to Hulskamp. Hulskamp probes the lane, stripped on the play by Fort Loramie, off the knee of Hulskamp, out of bounds. Nathan Ratterman in the game now for Fort Loramie. He's been a sharpshooter behind the arc all year long. Cody Barhorst sits.
That's a nice move to start Barhorst as a senior.
Yes, on senior night here at Fort Loramie. 25 feet away on the right, it's Braun. Hits a cutter, Austin Siegel, all the way to the cup. Short on the shot, rebound Anna. Benzman explodes. They head to Bixler. Low in the right. On the arc to Hulskamp. He's picked up by Brandewey. To Cathcart. To Bixler. Almost 3 minutes played. Not a field goal yet. Bixler baseline. All the way to the rim. Got it for two. Bart Bixler knifed his way to the basket. As Anna defensively walled off the post players for Fort Loramie, who were in the paint. Brandewey shoots a long three for the Redskins. Off to the right. No good. Rebound Benzman. He charges up ahead into the forecourt. Lost the ball, got it back. Fumbles, goes cross-court to Bixler straight away. He's picked up by Ratterman. Brandewey on Hulskamp. 3-1 Anna, 4:40 left, opening period. Here's Cathcart, foul stripe. Right corner, Hulskamp. On a weave, straight away to Bixler. Feet out, back to the basket. Tries to make a pocket pass inside, and Dylan Braun steps in front and swipes it. Up ahead to Burning. Burning to Brandewey, 4:21 to go first quarter, 3-1 Anna. Redskins rotate the ball out high. Braun inside the top of the circle, jump, shoots, he connects. Dylan Braun from 18, we're tied at 3. Quickly, Benzman hurries into the forecourt. Low on the right to Dosik. Did the Fort Loramie defender have position? He did. Offensive foul.
Yeah, that's a correct call.
.405 to go in the first. We're tied at 3. Each team, Chuck, with an early field goal.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little tense right now, I think. Both teams are feeling a little bit of the pressure.
Drew Brodman has entered for the Anna Rockets, and so has Mason Platfoot. Brodman, 6'4", a senior. Platfoot, 6 feet tall, a senior. He plays taller than that. Eli Rosengarten now in for Fort Loramie. Eli, a 5'10 junior. He's got the ball deep in the left corner. Hands to Ratterman. 25 feet out to Dylan Braun, who's checked now by Joel Cathcart. Right corner, Burning. Oh, look at Burning slash. Overshot it. Wow. Got it back. Stuck it in. Kevin Burning went baseline. He knew where the ball was going. He missed the first one badly and got the board. Bixler rips his way down the floor. Right through the paint to the rim. He's got two buckets for Anna. We're tied at five. Long lob by Fort Loramie, intended for Rosengarten, out of his reach.
That last effort down the floor, I think Evan Burning's energy is going to be okay tonight.
Game tied at five. 3:14 to go first quarter. Bixler timeline. Right wing to Platfoot. Ball revolve, left corner Benjamin. Oh, and he dashes right around Burning. He left him standing. Layup by Wyatt. Good. Wow, they blaze a trail to the rim that time. Here is Burning down the right side of the lane for Fort Loramie. Loops it up on the go. It rimmed and came off. Benjamin's got the board for Anna. 2:49 to go first quarter. Rockets up two. Benjamin baseline to Brodman. Spins right around Cody Barhorst. He might have moved his feet. He did. He walked. He shuffled.
He got himself in trouble with that first move. He got himself too far under the basket, and he couldn't make any kind of a move to get the shot up to the rim.
Yep, sure did. 7-5, Anna, 2:41 to go first quarter. Dylan Braun, backcourt for Fort Loramie against token pressure. He dribbles up the far right side against Cathcart. Braun bounces, goes to Rotterman. Deep left corner, Eli Rosengarten. Rosengarten hits a man straight away, and it's Cody Barhorst. Look out! He lights it up. A rare starter, the senior Cody Barhorst, got the nod tonight because Tyler Siegel is out ill for Fort Loramie. He just drained a three. Redskins 8, Rockets 7. Platfoot, right corner, Bixler. Hands off to Brodman on the inside, puts it on the floor. Little baby hook, no good. Barhorst with the rebound. What a play by Cody Barhorst. 5'11 senior. He's playing about 5 inches taller than that right now. Outside the arc on the right, it's Burning. Fort Loramie up 8-7. Barhorst to Dylan Braun. He jacks up the three ball. Got it! Dylan Braun from downtown Elm Street here in Fort Loramie. 11-7. Redskins by four. Back-to-back threes by Barhorst and Braun. 90 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Cathcart faking out Ratterman. Goes baseline right. He's on the block. Leans in. Missed it short. Got it back to Benjamin. Here's a deep left corner three by Bixler. Too hard. Air ball. Weak side rebound. Ratterman to Fort Loramie. Redskins up 4-11-7. A minute 10 to go in the first. Burning against Bixler at midcourt. Up the left side on the weave to Rosengarten. Rosengarten into the lane. Spin move. Right in front. Awkward shot. Nice. Makes it. Super off-balance maneuver by Rosengarten, who navigated the lane. Redskins up 6, a minute to go in the first. On scores, broadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the Goffney.
Need the home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. And as we return to action after the Anna timeout,
Wyatt Benjamin is set up on the far side of the floor. He peels off a screen, goes baseline, hits a teardrop, and he's whacked on the arm. Count it, plus one. 13-9 in favor of 30 seconds to go in the first. I tell you what, Wyatt Benjamin, Chuck, looks far better than 75% on that ankle to me.
Well, we saw him get hurt in the Lehman game, and they brought him back in. I didn't think he was coming back, but they brought him back in. He had a great run in the third quarter that got him their lead, and then it obviously stiffened up on him.
He played a half last night, and he looks good tonight. He made the free throw, three-point play converted. Half minute to go in the first. Fort Laramie 13 and a 10. Here is Austin Siegel, far right wing to Nick Brandewey. Brandewey gives it to Roderman. Roderman wants to go back door to Burning. It's not open. 20 seconds to go in the first. 13 to 10, Fort Laramie in the lead. Now Dylan Braun roams to midcourt to widen the floor, create space, and perhaps set up penetration by Evan Burning. There he goes, foul line to Braun on the arc. He chucks up a three ball, long no good. Rebound Brandewey, no good with 2 seconds left. Outlet to Cathcart. His three counts if it goes. Off to the right. No good. First quarter in the books here at Fort Laramie. Redskins lead the Rockets by three on scores.broadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Laramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. 20 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Fort Laramie up 3 with the ball. Deep in the right corner, it is Carter Mesher in the game now. Jump stop in the lane, doesn't shoot. Goes left wing to Dylan Braun. Braun on the bounce, circles out on top. Goes to Brandewey. Brandewey head of the key. Back to the basket. Deals to Evan Burning, who's picked up by Riley Yulskamp. Burning goes into the lane, fades, a mini jumper, hits it. Burning on the button with an 8-footer. 15-10, Anna. Look at Mark Bixler go to work for the Rockets. He scurries down the floor, beats a couple white shirts into the lane, and draws a 2-shot foul. Bart Bixler, Chuck, is a young man in motion all the time.
He's fun to watch.
He's got 2 free throws here. He's excellent at the line, and he knocks that one down. 15-11. It is Fort Laramie by 4. 7:03 left here in the second quarter. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie, family owned. It's built a quality name on developing connections, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Laramie. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Bixler made both free throws, and then Fort Laramie counters with a good dish off down inside. Low block to Austin Siegel, who powers to the basket for 2 points.
So that's what Burning does. He got to the rim, they cut him off, and he found Siegel all by himself.
Burning is an instant assist maker. 17-12 Redskins. 6.5 to go, second quarter. Here's Benjamin, 25 feet out. Being handled by Burning. Gives it to Cathcart. Left flank to Hillscamp. He's doubled. Finds an open player, Cathcart. He drives in from the left flank and shoots it up hard. It circled out of there. Rebound by Burning. No look pass to Austin Siegel. Driving, shooting. Missed it. Rebound taken down by Dosik. Long heave to Cathcart. Reverse layup, no. Bixler tip is in. Park Mixlers everywhere. 17-14, Fort Loramie by three. What is that, three field goals for Bart?
Yeah, he's got 8 points altogether.
Dylan Braun, right flank, goes into the lane, leaves it for Austin Siegel. 17-14. Redskins by three over the Rockets. 5:40 left, quarter number two. Evan Burning on the bounce, foul stripe, weaves to Brandewee. Now to Dylan Braun. He carves out space in the lane, flips it up with one hand, off to the left, no good. Ball kept alive, Austin Siegel, but it's Riley Uhlskamp who digs it off the floor. Riley blazes a trail to Cathcart. 3-on-2 break. Layup is good. Steam, Fort Loramie gets a timeout. 5:25 left of the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
A big shout out tonight all the way to Florida, where Anna's Dave Bell is listening in Sebring, along with his wife Leanne and Dave's dad Bob. It was 86 in Sebring today. Bring some of that back here. 5 minutes left here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie up a point by Anna now, 17-16. Nick Branowy's got the ball straight away to Cody Barhorst, who's back in now for Fort Loramie. Hands off to Burning. Barhorst gets set. Screen for Evan. Doesn't shoot. Goes opposite to Dylan Braun on the arc. Braun wants to navigate the lane. There's not a crease there. Ball thrown right corner to Brandewee. Brandewee skidded to the hardwood, and he is walking with the ball.
Yep, he was okay till he slid. He kept his dribble going, but then he's pulled the ball up and slid about 4 feet.
Rockets possession, a chance to go in front. Fort Loramie up one. 4:48 to go, quarter number two. Uhlskamp up and over the timeline. Picked up by Brandewee. Right wing, Flatfoot. Right corner, Uhlskamp. Flatfoot's got it 25 feet out.
Loramie's changed up to a 3-2 now. They're playing a zone.
It is thrown past Dylan Braun's feet into the post. Tipped away by Fort Loramie, though. And Braun gets his hands around it, nearly walks in the forecourt, leaves it for Brandewee.
Wow.
Long three-pointer way off to the left.
Too long.
Yep, easy rebound. Anna Bixler down the floor to Benjamin. Out high for Platfoot. Here's a tray on the way. Yes! He's got it.
3 points out.
Wide open was Mason Platfoot. It lifts Anna to a 19-17 edge. 4 minutes to go, quarter number two. Top of the circle, Burning for the Redskins. Goes to Reiterman. Left side to Braun. Braun gets a screen from Reiterman. Hand off to Barhorst. Right side pass, Brandewee. Brandewee open inside the arc. Jump, shoots from 15. Missed it off the back brace. Rebound down to Benzman for Anna. He journeys up the floor. Leaves it right corner for Bixler. 3:39 left till halftime. Rockets up two now, 19-17, after the long trifecta by Platfoot. Here is Uhlskamp retreating, creating space, sets up the floor, delivers to Platfoot, left leg, hooks a pass cross-court to Bixler. He knifes into the lane, puts up a runner, in and out, no good. Rebound snatched on the play by Dylan Braun of Fort Loramie. Outlet to Burning with 3:12 to go in the second quarter. Anna up two. Burning between the rings. High right to Dylan Braun. Two men sandwich him. Nowhere to go. Now to Reiterman. 25 feet away. Right back to Braun. Braun sets and shoots. And drains it. Whoa! A long one. Not much arch by Dylan Braun. But it rolled right down through the ropes cleanly. 20-19 Fort Loramie. On the tray by Braun. 2:44 to go in the second quarter. Here's Uhlskamp. Nice pick and roll with Rodman. Baseline left. Ducks under. Hooks it in. He's fouled. Nice little two-man game on the far side of the floor for Anna.
Well, that's where Tyler Siegel is missed now, because he would have been on that backside help defense, and that shot wouldn't, I mean, he still could have shot it, but he had to go underneath the basket. He couldn't have got that shot off with Siegel playing.
Yep, well observed, Chuck. Good point. Rodman was fouled as he delivered the little gimme from point-blank range. Great assist by Bixler.
Rodman sinks the free throw, 22-20 Anna. 2:36 to go in the second quarter.
I think Broadman might be the most improved basketball player in the Shelby County League.
Oh, yeah. He looks like he's developed a lot of savvy and know-how since last year. His instincts are excellent. Here's Austin Siegel, top of the key, outside the arc on the right to Vernon. Vernon goes baseline against Schulzkamp, fumbled it, got it back. Nice pocket pass below the rim to Rosengarten for the layup.
It's nice to see Eli in. Both of his baskets are from inside.
Look out. Here's Flatfoot gunning right away into the forecourt. No good. Hit the flange. Kicked way out to Benzman. No look pass into Broadman. Layup. Got it. Benzman. Good assist. 24-22. Anna by two. Minute 53 to go. Second quarter. Fort Loramie one loss in the Shelby County League. Anna two. Rosengarten flips it out back to Austin Siegel. Rushi playing Dayton Jefferson in a non-league game tonight. The Raiders have lost once. Like Fort Loramie. Dylan Braun on the arc. Hits it, cutter. Dashing down the lane, it's Austin Siegel. He powers at the rim. Shot blocked, but a foul. Somebody got him with body.
Yeah, it's Benzman. That's his second.
Austin Siegel at the stripe. Two free throws coming. Anna up two. Austin aims and gets a lot of rim. It trickles in. 24-23.
Tomorrow, that's a swish.
Right. Yep. Well, he'll tell Tyler it was a swish for sure because Tyler's not here to see it.
Tyler, it wasn't. It was a lot of rim.
Next one by Austin. Up and good. That one is
good. That one's a swish.
Yep. No doubt about it. We are even up at 24. A minute 37 to go till halftime. Here's Blackfoot in the forecourt. Hand off to Hulskamp. Hulskamp signals play number one. Wyatt Benjamin still on the floor for Anna. Or did he check out? That was a good substitution with two fouls. Another move down inside by Broadman. Left it short, no good. Got it back. Left it short again, but he's whacked on the elbow, and he's got two. Anna Rockets clearly, Chuck, trying to take advantage of the fact there is no Tyler Siegel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Drew Broadman's got two foul shots coming. A minute 16 to go, second quarter, and he cans it. 25-24, Anna. So many thanks to Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer service with a smile always at Geyers. Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyers. See them online, too, at Geyers, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Both foul shots on the button for Broadman. Two-point lead, Anna. 65 seconds to go, second quarter. Burning on the arc for the Redskins. Dribble drive into the lane. Now goes to Roderman. He faked the three. Gave it to Braun. Baseline left. Goes below the net. Broadman blocks it out of bounds. Good swat by Broadman. 57 to play in quarter number two. Fort Loramie setting up below the rim. Let's see if it goes to Braun. Burning looks. It does go to Braun. Low on the left. Shot fake. Up. Too hard. Rebound down to Hulskamp, who's skied. Outlet to Flatfoot. It's a foot race. Layup short. Rebound Roderman. Anna missed a golden opportunity there.
Yeah, both teams did. Yes. The inbounds play should have been a basket for Braun.
Yep, Braun was close in. Flatfoot was close in. Here's Braun scurrying through the middle of the floor below the foul line. Fires right corner. Then back out front to Rosengarten. Two-point lead for Anna. 24 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Rockets have played a brilliant second period of play. At 1 point, Fort Loramie led 13-7. So it's a 19-11 run in favor of Anna. Ball looped right corner, Rosengarten, 9 to play. Now Burning with 6 to play. Burning 30 feet out, nearly stolen, gets it back. Foul line leaner, way short, air ball, out of bounds with 1.5 remaining. Well, that shot right there leads us to believe Evan Burning, who was challenged a little bit, is clearly not 100%. Here's Anna long, 60-foot heave by Cathcart, online but short. And the first half finishes, Rockets up two, 26-24 over Fort Loramie on scorersbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley, 26-24. Anna leads Fort Loramie by two at the halftime break. Say it's a good idea to get new tires right away to grip the road firmly before that next storm. Beat the winter weather before it beats you. Get new tires at M&A Muffler and Tires. Always a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, Cooper, and more. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, 1-800-474-4123. That's 800-474-4123. Jeff Gebhardt, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Rockets, who once trailed by six late in the first quarter, lead by two at the halftime break, Chuck.
Well, you look at the stats, and there's some people missing. It's obvious in the center. Anna has a 16-8 rebounding advantage, 5-2 on the offensive boards. The Rockets turned it over five times. Loramie only turned it twice in the first half. That's good. 3-for-4 from the free throw line for the Redskins, 7-of-8 for the Rockets. Individual scoring for Anna, they were led by Bixler with 8 and Broadman with 7 off the bench. He had a terrific second quarter. They got 5 from Bensman, 3 from Platfoot, 2 from Cathcart, and a free throw from Huleskamp. They scored 10 and 16, 26. That's a lot of points for somebody to score against Loramie this season in a quarter.
Yep, well said.
On the other side, you got Braun with 9, and then you drop down with 4 for Burning, 4 for Rosengarten, 4 for Austin Siegel, and 3 from Cody Barhorst. They scored 13 and 11. They trail it 26-24 at the half.
You're right, Chuck. Fort Loramie giving up 38 points a game this year. Actually, once you factor in last night's game, holding Jackson Center to 28, Fort Loramie now allowing only 37 per outing, giving up 26 here in the first half to an Anna Rockets team. Of course, Fort Loramie has no Tyler Siegel. It looks like Evan Burning is not 100%. And Anna has advanced to a two-point halftime lead after trailing by six late in that first quarter. You're right, Drew Broadman and Bart Bixler. Those two young men have given the Rockets a big shot in the arm here tonight.
Yeah, they were terrific. And I know we're beating a dead horse here, but when Tyler Siegel's not out there to defend the backside of the rim, they're not nearly as good a defensive team. It's obvious here in the first half.
Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Rockets by two over the Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Well, we'd like to congratulate Carl Arns at Brookins in Fort Loramie. He's the new owner-manager. Same fine menu, same great, outstanding food at Brookins. After 12 years of super service, turned in by Joyce and Dale Barhorst as the owner-managers. Now it's Carl's turn, and he will do just fine. Stop in and enjoy Carl's personality and delicious food at Brookins. There's no eating place quite like it. It's the place to be for roasted chicken dinners, many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special tonight on Saturday evenings at Brookins. And don't forget, Brookins also the great spot for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. And the banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open too. Brookins, with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there is no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Don't forget, on Tuesday, Vandalia Butler entertains Sydney. GWAC North title on the line on Tuesday night. Chuck, it should be a fine game. Vandalia Butler owning a victory in the last week against Versailles at the Tigers gym.
I'm looking forward to seeing Butler. They must be pretty good, and that also is a really tough gym to play in.
Yep, sure is. Time now for our LaCal Equipment student-athlete spotlight segment. We highlight a couple cheerleaders from each school. For the Anna Rockets here tonight, it's sophomore cheerleader Adrian Ensley, 3.5 GPA, daughter of David and Cindy Ensley. She plays a striker on the soccer team at Anna, active in French Club. She babysits at the Sacred Heart Church, involved in Science Olympiad, the book club as well. She'd like to study at BG or Toledo in early childhood education. For Fort Loramie, it's Riley Puppelman, daughter of Gary and Jill, 4.0 GPA. She is an ambassador at the Upper Valley Career Center, takes part in yearbook, student council, and mass server at St. Michael's Church in Fort Loramie. She will go to the OSU Lima campus, then advance on to Ohio State and study business. Riley Puppelman, Adrian Ensley, our two cheerleaders under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
Here we go. Start of the third quarter here on ScorersBroadcast.com. Anna, Fort Loramie, it's a tight one. Rockets by two. The green jersey team on the road gets possession of the ball first.
Riley Hilskamp to Wyatt Benjamin. He lines up a long three ball, and he puts it in. Wyatt Benjamin hoisted in a triple right away in the first 15 seconds of the second half. And Anna's got its biggest cushion, 5, 29, 24. Here's Burning, top of the circle for the Redskins. Barges down the right side of the lane, nearly walked. Fed it to Braun. Shot fake. He stutter stepped. He almost traveled. Hand off back to Burning. Burning fakes right, goes left. Crossover dribble to the rim. Deflected by Cathcart. Saved inbounds to Austin Siegel. And a bumping foul against Anna in the paint. Next Friday night here on ScorersBroadcast.com, Fort Loramie and Rushing. Redskins will either be playing for an outright Shelby County League title or a part of a share of the championship. All depends what happens here tonight. Fort Loramie, Anna, and Rushi all winning last evening. 61-49, Rushi over Fairlawn. Here's a good move out on the arc by Nick Randowee. He finds Austin Siegel cutting to the rim, and the 6'2 senior forward catches and drops it in from 5 feet away. 29-26, Anna in the lead by three. Here is Benzman, right corner. Starts to drive, pulls up, halts, doesn't shoot. Goes to Bixler to Cathcart. Twisting, moving the lane, right down the pike, all the way to the rim. Got it for two. That was a formidable drive, but Cathcart quickly. Brandowee, right corner for Fort Loramie. Darts into the lane, on a weave to Braun. He chucks up a three, hits it. 31-29, Anna Batu. 6:20 left to go in the third quarter. Frenzied action here at the outset of the second half.
The offense is certainly heated up here.
Here's Benzman. Gets a screen from Cathcart. He's doubled. Goes to Joel in the corner. Fires to a cutter down the lane. Ball bobbled. Picked up on the arc by Cathcart. Cathcart down inside to a teammate. It's Riley Hulskamp for the deuce.
Riley Hulskamp.
33-29. Anna in the lead before.
That was well defended. A heck of a shot by Hulskamp.
That sure was. Fort Loramie was all over it. Here is Burning right around Hulskamp to the rack. Left it short. Burning took a spill. Rebound Anna. 4-on-3. Benzman glides into the lane. Out back to the three-point shooter Cathcart. No. Off the flange. It comes down to Burning. That would have taken Anna out to a 7-point margin had it gone down. No look pass cross-court to Braun. Cathcart greets him. Screened by Barhorst. Braun doesn't find Barhorst on the pick and roll. Instead gives it to Burning far left side. Now Barhorst straight away. Brandowee in the right corner. 3 minutes gone in the third. Rockets up four. Herky-jerky move by Braun in the left corner. Bounce pass off the foot of Gosick into the hands of Bixler. Bixler out in front. He's got the gimme. Floor error Fort Loramie. Live ball turnover turned into a quick two by Anna, which has its biggest advantage, 6. Fort Loramie without Tyler Siegel here tonight, and Evan Burning, and not 100%, is in trouble. Austin Siegel, 30 feet out, looks for Burning in the corner. Burning comes out to get it, almost walked. In fact, I think he did. No whistle. Hand off to Brandowee, 30 feet away. Near side to Burning. Burning to Braun behind the arc in the left wing. He fires one up. It is off the flange, no good. Rebound tapped out to Austin Siegel. Inside to Barhorst. A baby hook, good! Nice play by Cody Barhorst, the senior, having a stellar game. Not a usual starter, but he's on tonight. 4-point game, Anna leads. Timeout, 4:20 to go in the third. On Scores, broadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Oh, who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Always a fine inventory of new furniture at Goffney Furniture. Outstanding high-quality furniture for you, priced just right. Dining and living room furniture, adult and youth bedroom, home office, entertainment space, 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75, Michigan Avenue. Goffney Furniture. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Excellent service. Use the Goffney Design Center and the room planning effort provided by Goffney free of charge. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Well, the Anna Rockets, after the timeout call, missed a short jump shot by Bixler at the foul line. And Fort Loramie into the half court has it kicked out by Anna, which is up four. Rockets have been ahead by as many as six. 3:51 to go in the third. Goffney Furniture, Route 47, west of I-75. Again, that's Michigan Avenue. Go to the website for additional coupons and more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. You can't beat Goffney for high-quality furniture at affordable prices. Team foul situation, none on Fort Loramie, two on Anna here in this third quarter. Cathcart picked up the personal. It's common. Fort Loramie inbounds to Braun, far left wing. Between the circles to Evan Burning. Burning puts it on the deck against Uhlskamp. Weaves to Braun. Good switch off by the Rockets, who meet Braun outside the foul line. They clear out for Burning in the left corner. He goes baseline, on the run, puts it up and in. Wipe it off the board. Offensive foul, Evan Burning. That was one of those calls where the official underneath looked at the out official, who I guess based on mechanics and positioning was to make that call, and he did. That was good communication.
It was, and it was the correct call.
Right.
He had himself set.
Hit charge on Burning. Possession Anna, 3:19 to go, third quarter. Rockets up four. Here's Cathcart. Here's Benzema, 25 feet away. Bixler loose below the rim. He spins over Braun and gets it to go in. Bixler peeled off a screen below the basket. He's been dynamite tonight. Here's Fort Loramie counting. Rosengarten right down the left side of the lane. Good head fake, and he scores.
He's got three baskets all in the paint, and that is not his M.O. usually. Yep. He's having a nice game.
Yep, Rosengarten has really chipped in. He has rallied Fort Loramie. He and Cody Barhorst. It's 37-33. Anna out of the right corner. It's Cathcart, I should say, in a launch. It is strong. Rebound down to Braun. Braun, high dribble. Forecourt right to Burning. He puts up a three way short. Weak side rebound. Roderman blocked out of bounds by Benzman. We're stuck at 37-33 after the miss by Cathcart, the miss by Burning. 2.5 to go in the third, Chuck.
I'm a little surprised that Dosik hasn't gotten off a little bit tonight. He hadn't scored.
Fort Loramie inbound to Rosengarten, top of the circle, wide open, and he misses everything. It comes down to Anna. That one was way off. 2:16 to play in the third. Anna still up four. Each team with empty trips here in the last 90 seconds. Here's Cathcart, foul line, Uhlskamp, right wing, looks inside, wants to probe the middle, can't. Bounces back to Cathcart, extreme right corner. Goes baseline, up and under, around the defender, Braun. He hit the backboard, rim came down. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Burning is jostled in the half court. It's knocked away. Fort Loramie gets it back. Braun right down the middle of the floor. Banked it too hard. Here's Anna cherry picking. Uhlskamp to the rim. No good short. Stick back. Yes! Cathcart got the follow. Frenzied pace. Misses at both ends. Till about 2 minutes of no scoring comes to a halt on the rebound basket by Cathcart. Here's a double team at midcourt by Anna. Swipe from Burning. He's not looking good now. Anna with a fast break layup. 2 points. Evan Burning appears to be weakened. Anna Rockets swipe the ball at midcourt. Uhlskamp on the run out. Rockets getting some easy chippies and lead by 8 in Fort Loramie's in dire straits.
I'll tell you what, that was not an easy one. He was cherry picking, but we took three people, hammered him, and he still made the basket.
And Uhlskamp,
what a tough kid.
And Riley's at the stripe. That's what a football player means to you on the basketball floor. 41-33 Anna. Free throw by Riley Uhlskamp. Hits the back rim, goes up in the air 7 feet, right down through. He'll take it. 42-33. 9-point lead for Anna. 1:15 to go here in the third quarter. as the last trip down for Fort Loramie. The Rockets put the sandwich on Evan Burning at the timeline and simply pried it loose, and away Anna went. Rosengarten outside the arc on the left. Now to Burning, shot fake, into the lane, maybe an offensive foul. A runner is good. It is going to be negated. Burning on a charge.
I don't think that was the correct call. He was still moving. You can't be moving. You got to be stationary.
That Burning shot went in, but it is nullified. Second offensive foul of the period on Evan. And he's got three in the game. Three in the half on Fort Loramie, two on Anna. 52 seconds to go, third quarter. Anna has bolted to a 42-33 lead. Rockets trailed to six late in the first quarter. So it's been a 15-point swing over the last two periods and change. Here's Bixler near midcourt for the Rockets, who are dribbling around as if they are going to play for the last shot. Anna having charged out to a 9-point cushion, a weave to Benzman. He dropped the ball at the timeline, nearly over and back. He's double-teamed. Down the left side, he goes to Platfoot. Back out of trouble to Bixler at the Redskins logo with 17 to play in the third. Rocket bench on their feet.
Which is illegal.
Bixler has room down the lane. A lot of traffic. He's bothered. Missed it. 6 seconds to go. Loramie rebound. Rosengarten finds Austin Siegel below the rim against Brodman. He blocks it. What a play by Brodman, who crammed Austin Siegel at the buzzer. Anna 42, Fort Loramie 33 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these three Fort Loramie game sponsors: Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Also, big shout-outs here tonight to the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. A lot of gratitude to Ken Francis' staff and associates at Francis Schulze and to Doug Borcher's staff and associates at Superior Aluminum. Well, a good start to the fourth quarter for the Fort Loramie Redskins. They enter the ball to Dylan Braun. He gets a screen, and right away he hurls in a three ball. Dylan finds the range from trifecta land, and it's a 42-36 game. Here's Cathcart exploding. Out back to Benzman.
Wow.
A long launch. Yes! Good! Benzman fires it in. He matches the Braun triple. 45-36. Anna by 9. 7:14 to play, fourth quarter. Here's Braun, 30-footer way outside. Hit the rim, climbed to the top of the backboard. Anna's got the rebound, and Benzman strolls up the floor. 1 minute gone here in the fourth. On a weave, it's Cathcart. Cathcart hangs on, loops it into the right corner to Brodman. Hand off to Platfoot. On a weave to Benzman again. Rockets milking the clock a little bit here. Now Hjulskamp, he probes the middle, navigates the lane, dishes to Robin. Left corner, Platfoot, strong on the three. Weak side rebound by Benzman. And let's see what's been called. Benzman staggered over the end line. Fort Loramie possession.
No contact on that. I'm not sure who the foul would have been on. Maybe he didn't know either, but my goodness.
A basket that drip down for Anna would have vaulted the Rockets to an 11 or 12-point spread. Fort Loramie down 9, 45-36, 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. Team fouls, 2 in the Rockets, 3 in the Redskins. Braun on the bounce, right wing to Burning. Burning looks inside for Austin Siegel. Rodman's done a good job on him. Right wing Burning. He dips into the lane, fades from 10, short. Hit the front iron, ricocheted to Riley Hjulskamp. Buehlskamp over the timeline for Anna. Right side to Bixler. 6 minutes to go in the game. Anna up 9, 45-36. Bixler dribbling, still dribbling. Wants to go to Buehlskamp, can't. Bixler being chased by Rosengarten. Hits the cutter, Cathcart. Oh, a great pocket pass to Buehlskamp for two. What a play by Anna. Two or three excellent throws in succession, leading to a gimme. Here's Austin Siegel. Great feed from Dylan Braun. 2 points for Siegel. Anna had been up briefly by 11. It's 9, 47-38. 5.5 to be played. Rodman midcourt. Gives it up on the play to Buehlskamp. Out back to Bixler, 25 feet away. Braun doesn't pursue him tightly. Now he does. Bixler down the right side. Weave to Cathcart. 5:16 to go. Left corner, it goes to Bensman. Tries a herky-jerky move around Burning, who shuts him off. And we've got a moving screen, I think, against Anna. In fact, an elbow flew into the cheek of Dylan Braun. Team fouls three each way. 5:09 to be played. Austin Siegel gets a breather for Fort Loramie. Evan Burning in backcourt. Being checked by Buehlskamp. Burning on the stride. Up the right side. Delivers to Braun. Braun looks for instructions from head coach Corey Britton. Dylan Braun still hangs on to the ball. 4:50 to go. Anna by 9. 47-38. Here's Burning. Overguarding foul at midcourt by Buehlskamp, who broke in and stole it. There was some contact. Buehlskamp was on the loose for a gimme at the other end. In fact, he did score, but take it off the glass. A very late defensive foul against Anna at the timeline. Fort Loramie throws it in. Brandaway to Burning. Burning 60 feet away. Down the right side, it goes to Rosengarten. Back to Burning. On a weave to Dylan Braun. Looks for Rosengarten, picked up by Bensman. 4.5 to go. Anna by 9. Rosengarten, Braun, right side of the floor to Rosengarten. Overhead pass to Burning, left flank. Burning check by Bixler. Outside the arc to Roderman. Thought about shooting, didn't. Fort Lorman using a lot of clock. Down inside to Roderman. Out back it goes to Braun. He fumbled, got it back to Brandewee. 4:10 to play. Anna by 9. Burning on the bounce against Bixler. Evan behind the foul line. High arching 17-footer. Swish! He's got it. Burning connects. Here comes Bixler for Anna into the forecourt. 7-point game. Bixler baseline against Braun. Good defense by Dylan. Bixler still in the bounce. Forces up an awkward shot, and he draws a two-shot foul. Well done by Bixler. He was in no man's land, Chuck. He was hemmed in. I think if Dylan Braun stays on his feet,
That was a bailout.
Yes, it was. And Bixler is awarded two. He swishes, and it's 48-40. Big possession right there. Fort Loramie had gotten within seven. Anna gets charity line points from Bixler. Two of them, 49-40. Anna by 9 again, 3:50 left. Bixler was corralled, nowhere to go, was nearly below the backboard. Here's Brandewee down the floor, into the lane, missed it. Rodman rebound, point-blank range, it's no good.
Wow.
And Anna's got the board. Redskins are missing some close-in shots. Cathcart gets it back and sticks it in. Joel Cathcart strong underneath. Formidable play by Cathcart. 11-point lead for the Rockets, their biggest. On the arc, it's Braun. Left side Burning through the top of the key. He falls down. Braun gets the loose ball and hits a three ball. Gunned in by Dylan Braun. Time out, Redskins. It's a full 3:09 left. Anna up by 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life. Four generations of my family, this been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
The team foul situation is 4 each way. It is 51-43, Anna by 8 over Fort Loramie. 3:09 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Full court pressure by the Redskins. Anna gets it inbounds to Bixler, and he steers his way down the left side of the floor, up and over the timeline against Brandeweave for the Redskins. Fort Loramie's got a couple more common fouls to give. Here's a steal by Carter Mesher, a breakaway layup. He's got it. Carter Mesher jumped in front of the Bixler pass to Hulskamp. Great play by Mesher. Super alertness. And it's a 6-point game with 2:38 to go. 4 team fouls each way. I repeat, between the rings, it's Bixler. Anna's got to be careful to play the last couple minutes, Chuck. Not to lose, but to continue to attack. Anna into the paint. It's thrown out of bounds. Floor error Rockets, 2 in a row. Fort Loramie possession, down 6. 2:26 left on scorersbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Barker Insurance, north of Sydney, south of Anna, is number one, the most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857, 492-1857. Fort Loramie with the ball behind the 6. 2 minutes to go. Burning to Braun. Braun right down the lane. Hooks it up and in. Dylan Braun, great driving layup in traffic, and it's a 4-point game. Anna down the floor to Brodman. He beats Fort Loramie to the rim. Got it for 2. 53-47. Anna back up 6. Minute 45 to go. Braun, 30 feet out for Fort Loramie, has a little crease into the lane. Now to Rosengarten, to Rotterman, to Rosengarten. Hit the elbow on the right. Spin move in the lane. Ducks under Brodman. Missed it, no good. Burning fights for the rebound, but cannot hang on. Out of bounds to Anna. You can tell, Chuck, the Redskins missed the player in the post.
Well, absolutely. But, I mean, they've adjusted a little bit, but offensively, they're one-dimensional.
Yeah.
They don't have that get it down to the block and clear out and let Tyler Siegel go to the basket.
Right. Austin Siegel is only 6'2", plays a bit broader and taller than that, but without Tyler Siegel, Fort Loramie clearly handicapped tonight. Anna's taking advantage. Rockets get a timeout before entering the ball here. Down to our right, Rockets have got to go 94 feet, leading by 6, 53-47, with 1:33 to go in the game. I'd like to remind you all about Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams. See them online also at Geyers, GAIERS Inc.com. Geyers in Fort Loramie. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, family-owned, building a quality name on developing connections, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-295-3243. On the web at tomjerrys.com. And don't forget, outstanding tire sale at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, 1-800-474-4123, M&A Muffler and Tires. Here's Anna up the floor, and nearly stolen by Braun in midcourt. Huelskamp into the lane. He circles the wagons out back to Bixler. A minute 20 to go. Anna in the lead with six, and Burning hooks Benchman 30 feet from the hoop. I think that's four on Burning.
They had to foul, and unfortunately, Burning was the one that was closest to the ball.
Burning fouled out in the first meeting between the two. It's not the 1-on-1 yet. Still common. Team foul five on Fort Loramie, which trails by six. Inbounded to Benzman, deep left corner. Between the rings to Bixler. Whipped to the near side to Benzman. Burning grabs him again, and he's gone. Fifth foul. Burning's out.
That should not have happened. Whoever... They should have made him give the ball up. They can't win this basketball game with Evan Burning sitting over here on the sideline.
And Evan Burning, an outstanding Redskin senior here on senior night at Fort Loramie, goes to the bench with five fouls. The personal still common. Anna enters it again. It's Brodman. One bounce to Bixler. He dribbles around Carter. Med got it. Comes out 1-1 for fourth quarter, and Anna leading 53-47.
Well, they did a good thing. They only had two people handling the basketball, and that was Bixler and Benzman,
right,
the two people you want shooting free throws if you're Anna.
Uh-huh. And here's Wyatt Benzman, 74%
hard
of the line. Way too hard. He had hit the heel, kicked into the right corner. 58 seconds to go. Fort Loramie down six. Brandewey outside the arc. DeBron, long three ball in the air. It hits the rim and glances off a cable up above the bounce. That's a big play because who knows, had it come down, Redskins might have gotten a stick back.
He makes that, and it's a three-point game.
Yes.
So that was a good attempt. It just didn't drop.
Yep. Anna lobbed it into Benzman in backcourt. Double team, triple team, handful of jersey by Fort Loramie. No call. Quickly down the floor to Bixler. To Huelskamp, to Bixler. Handoff to Benzman. Contact and a foul. 42.8 to go. Rockets 53. Redskins 47. Dylan Braun, as Chuck noted, a big opportunity to trim the deficit to three. Last trip down the floor. Couldn't find the range. And now Anna tries to stretch it to 7 and 8 with free throws. The 1-1, yes. Riley Huelskamp is on the money. Riley, Chuck, I'm sure you will agree, he has improved steadily.
He has improved offensively. He has always been a real good defender.
Second shot, Riley. No, way long. Rebound ricochets. Rosengarten for Fort Loramie. Into the half court. Gives it to Brandewey. Brandewey, top of the circle, right down the pike, spin move, layup, got it. Time out, Redskins. Rockets hang on to a five-point lead with 32 to go. Chuck, this is far from over. We have had climactic finishes this year on scoresbroadcast.com. Games we thought were in the books with 2 minutes, even a minute to go, and they managed to reverse themselves in regulation or overtime.
Well, they definitely need a stop here. It'd be nice if they could get a steal on the inbounds, but as soon as the ball is in and the clock starts, they got a foul no matter who has the basketball.
Fort Loramie shorthanded tonight. Tyler Siegel out ill, not even in the gym, homesick. Anna's taken advantage. Good game from Drew Brodman. Bart Bixler started. He has performed very well. Wyatt Benzman, steady all night. Key shots from him. Joel Cathcart has been strong around the basket.
They've only had two threes, and that's Benzman here in the second half. Everything else has been inside, which would have been much harder with Siegel playing. Not trying to make you feel bad, Tyler.
32 to go, 54-49. Anna by five over Fort Loramie. It's inbound of a Cathcart. Nobody on him. The playmaker fires up ahead to Huelskamp. Huelskamp tries to racehorse down the near side. Fort Loramie catches up and fouls. Cody Barhorse picks it up for Fort Loramie. 31 ticks left. Mesher, Rosengarten, Roderman, Austin Siegel, Braun for Fort Loramie, Rodman, Cathcart, Yuleskamp, Bixler, Benjamin for Anna. 1-1 for Yuleskamp, foul number 9 on Fort Loramie. Riley Ames, and he's got it. That's important. He earns the bonus.
Still a two-possession game if he makes this one the dire straits for the Redskins.
Yep, significant shot here. The deficit for Fort Loramie is 6. Riley Yuleskamp dips the knees. It's on the way. Much too hard. Long rebound. Kicks to Rosengarten. DeBron. Back to Eli. Left corner. Stops and pops.
Blocked.
Deflected by Anna. Wyatt Benzman with a terrific rebound below the rim. And let's see what's been called below the basket. Out of bounds. Nearly it might have been caught by Carter Mesher eventually, but he was on the stripe. As Anna deflected the shot by Rosengarten, it's inbounded to Wyatt Benzman. He's hammered immediately. And with 21.3 to go, Benzman has got the double bonus. And the Rockets are on the verge of beating Fort Loramie twice. Rushi has already beaten Anna twice. Fort Loramie now is in a precarious position, beaten all season long in the Shelby County League. The first time around to Anna, and perhaps dropping this game tonight, 21.3 away. Fort Loramie now is in a tough spot. The Redskins are going to have to win next Friday against Rushi to earn a part of the title.
A three-way tie.
Yes. Both free throws by Benzman good. Brandoe stops and pops. He is behind the arc by 6 inches, and he drains it for Fort Loramie with 14.5 to go. Anna ran away from him, made sure the Rockets didn't foul. Brandoe drilled it. 14.5 remaining. Rockets up 5, 57-52. Chuck, we've been talking about oxymorons all year long when you compare common opponents. Fort Loramie, drubbing St. Henry. Marion Local, drubbing St. Henry. But then
St. Henry beating Versailles.
And Anna beats Fort Loramie twice in Marion Local. And here in the Shelby County League, you've got the three teams who may wind up sharing the title. Beating one of the other two twice, losing makes no sense, but that's what makes high school basketball.
You got matchups.
That's
one of the deals.
14.5 to go. Anna inbounding. Cathcart 94 feet away. Flips it up ahead. Double team in the fascia. Put the to go.
I mean, Loramie handled Rushi here pretty easily.
Yes. Yep.
But there's a big difference going into that little cracker box gym that Rushi plays in.
Yep. And, of course, the Anna Rockets next Friday night, or I should say the Rushi Raiders next Friday night, will be playing for a fifth straight outright title. How about that? Free throw, Yuleskamp, yes. 58-52, Anna with 13.2 to go.
Anna's making it tough on me to pick a Clancy's player of the game.
Oh, yeah, they've had a number of heroes. 4 or 5 young men with the green jerseys have been stars tonight. Second shot coming. Down to a right in backcourt. Wyatt Benzman, Carter Mesher. Two very good football players are chatting. It's healthy competition. Both free throws in. Anna of a 7, 13.2 left. 59. Many thanks here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. And gratitude to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. We're up to Fort Loramie Redskins. Saw Anna make two free throws. Anna knocks the ball out of bounds at midcourt. 7.9 to go.
Well, they got fouls to give. That's what they're doing.
Yep, Anna with multiple fouls to give. That is only team foul 5 on Anna.
I think it might have been 6.
Rockets playing out the string in terms of common fouls. The difference in the game is 7. Really doesn't have much impact on the outcome at this point. 6.2 to go. Fort Loramie cannot make up 7 points in that span of time, no matter how it is. Here's a shot fake for Braun. A double clutch behind the arc, and he drew a 3-shot foul.
That was silly.
3.5 to go. 59-52 Anna. Dylan Braun to shoot 3. Now, Anna got a little bit too aggressive the last 15 seconds for their own good, but will still win the game.
I'm not going to critique the coaching, but I don't understand why even giving up those fouls. All you got to do is let them go down. Even if they score, you know, they're out of timeouts.
Right.
There was no reason to even do that.
If you're on the mark. Dylan Braun makes 1 free throw, makes 2 free throws. It's 59-54. If you're Fort Loramie, maybe you missed this one.
And tip it out, I guess. Yeah, there's not enough time.
Try to score while in the act of shooting. He makes the trio, and it's 59-55, 3.5 to go. Dylan Braun comes to the sideline. His final home game as a Redskin, a brilliant career. 23 points for Dylan. Anna inbounds, 3 bounces by Benjamin, and it's over. The Anna Rockets have come into Fort Loramie and repeated what they did a month ago at the Anna Gym. The season series against Fort Loramie swept by Anna 2-0. The Rockets victorious 59-55 by 4 after winning the first time around 54-50 by 4 in OT. So the stage is set for next Friday night. And who would have thought a month ago that Fort Loramie would have to win at Rushi to get a share of the Shelby County League Championship. And that's the way it's going to shake out. Anna's final game, by the way, is against Fairlawn. You can't imagine the Rockets will miss a beat in that game at home against Fairlawn on February 14th. Anna defeated Fairlawn first time around, 73-39. But Anna closes the campaign next Friday at home against the Jets. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie, which beat Rushi handily in the first meeting here at the Redskins gym, goes to the Raiders gym. And if Anna beats Fairlawn and Fort Loramie beats Rushi next Friday night, you've got a 3-way tie atop the Shelby County League. 10-2, 10-2, 10-2. Anna, Fort Loramie, and Rushi. Excellent performance by the Anna Rockets here tonight, who took advantage of no Tyler Siegel. Give all the credit in the world to Anna. Yes, Fort Loramie was a bit depleted, but the Rockets played exceedingly well to dump the Redskins for the second time in 2017-18.
Well, let's just say that they did. I mean, they saw where the weakness was, and then they took advantage. They didn't stand out there and launch threes. They got the ball in the paint. They did a good job of getting the ball to the rim, and they didn't have to use the rim as a protector because Siegel wasn't back there helping on the backside.
Yep.
It gave them easier shots than they would have had if Tyler played in the game.
Fort Loramie got off to a pretty good start, was out in front 13-7 late in the first quarter, but then the Rockets stormed from behind, outplayed Fort Loramie over the last 2.5 periods to win by 4 points. Chuck, you've got a real chore to pick stars of the game because a number of green jerseys played splendidly for Anna.
Well, let's go to the Loramie side first. Braun had 23. Next was Austin Siegel with 8. So Dylan Braun was the Clancy's player of the game for Fort Loramie.
Right.
On the other side, a little tougher to call. We got 14 out of Bixler. He was terrific. 13 out of Benzman. 12 out of Huelskamp, 9 out of Brodman off the bench, and 8 out of Joel Cathcart. I mean, my goodness. But I think I'm going to go with Bixler and Brodman as the Anna's Clancy's players of the game.
Bixler, Brodman, not Benzman. You got 2 of the 3 Bs.
Yep, no, we're going to leave Wyatt out. He only had 13. That's an off night for him.
59-55, Anna over Fort Loramie. Chuck has just highlighted our stars of the game, brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And we say hello to Denny Barker. Many, many years of service at his place, Barker Insurance. We wish Denny a great retirement. Drop into Barker Insurance. Tell everybody there. Tell the Barker family you heard about Barker Insurance right here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Barker Insurance. Representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others, you're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. And again, thank you to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Located in Sydney, Troy, Tip City, don't forget it, Frisch's in Troy. On Monday nights, children eat free from 5 to 8. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, the in-between south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, established in 2011, offering ear piercing, free jewelry cleaning, watch battery replacement. The staff at the Jewelry Barn, certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, will make your ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Rinderly you heard all about her shop right here on ScoresBroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. Phone 526-5557. The Jewelry Barn on Facebook. Check it out, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the gem of Rushi, Ohio. We've had a lot of gems in the way of basketball games here this year on scoresbroadcast.com. A number of close calls, not decided to the final minute. Good start to the game for Fort Loramie, but the Redskins a bit depleted, wore down, Chuck, as this game went on.
They did. I mean, you could tell that Evan Burning was not feeling great. Tyler Siegel not here. Braun had a terrific game. They just didn't get enough help. I thought Austin Siegel played well.
Yes.
But they just didn't get enough help from the other players. And on the other side, as we talked about, they had 12, 13, 14, 9, and 8 out of 5 players. That's balanced.
Yep.
And that is that's a recipe for winning a basketball game.
Yeah, we've seen that from Anna several times this year. In fact, against Minster, I think the Rockets put 5 in double figures, had a 6th at 8 that game. I think Bixler pumped in 8 or 10. But, yeah, Anna has the potential for terrific balance. And the Rockets, like they have been the last several seasons, are a threat to go well into the D3 tournament. Who knows? They could be playing for a district championship.
Well, I mean, the best team in Division III is Versailles, and
right.
They had every shot at beating them.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yep. Well, a great night for the Anna Rockets, who, for the second time this season, knock off the Fort Loramie Redskins. And Fort Loramie now must beat Rushi next Friday night at the Raiders Gym in order to more than likely get a part of the three-way share for the Shelby County League Championship. And who would have thought this scenario a month ago, Chuck, would play out in this fashion?
Well, no, not really. I mean, you look at it and you don't know, you get no injuries, you don't know sickness, and
right.
Those are things that come along. But Actually, it probably would be appropriate if Lormie wins next Friday and all three of them share it, because they all deserve to win the league.
Yeah, sure do. Anna Rockets, by virtue of the win here tonight, have picked up triumph number 17, I believe. Hello, as Mr. Bixler, superintendent, Anna School, steps over. His son, Bart, played a fine game again for Anna here tonight, as we say hello to Andy Bixler, superintendent of schools at Anna. As we mentioned, the Anna Rockets on the campaign now advance over the course of the season to 17-4, 9-2 in the Shelby County League. The 22nd and last game coming up next Friday at home against Fairlawn. And Fort Loramie now 19-2, 9-2 in the Shelby County League as well, with the finale at Rushi next Friday. Rushi had a date tonight against Dayton Jefferson at home. That was an add-on game. I'm sorry, my mistake. A game tonight against Delphus Jefferson. Somebody earlier this evening.
Somebody said, yeah.
I knew that wasn't right. Delphus Jefferson.
Yeah, that makes a little more sense than Dayton Jefferson.
And that's a quality opponent, Delphus Jefferson at Rushi tonight. And then the Rushi Raiders play Houston. Forgot about that. Rushi's got a game with Houston coming up during the week next week on Tuesday at Houston. Rushi's got to win that to advance in the Shelby County League to 10-1. That would be Rushi's game number 11 next Tuesday, setting the stage then after a victory on Tuesday if it happens.
Well, that would be the upset of the year in the Shelby County League if Houston could get them.
And then the Raiders would have a shot at an outright Shelby County League championship for year number 5 in a row on Friday against Fort Loramie. A lot of fun. Our next webcast is on Tuesday. Tip-off 7:30, webcast time 7:10 from Vandalia Butler. Next Friday night, Fort Loramie at Rushi. Tip-off at 8, webcast time at 7:40. Ron Mooney is our scores, broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside, stats, color, on-site engineering. Again, final score from Fort Loramie here tonight. The Anna Rockets go on the road, and for the second time this season, defeat Fort Loramie 59-55.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.